Welcome to the Name Game. Workout number 149 is the burpees are coming. Four time, 800 meter run, 40 line facing burpee broad jumps, 6 feet for males, 4 for females, 40 calorie row, 800 meter run, 30 burpee pull-ups, 30 calorie row, 800 meter run, 20 line facing burpee, 20 calorie row. You're walking like a dead man right now. And we're off. We're watching Chris's amazing video skills here.
Yeah, listen, guys. You know, there's strength and weaknesses to everyone. All right. I thought my head was in frame. It was not. You'll be fine.
And not to worry, you're not going to watch 30 minutes of Chris working out today. We got a little bit of 5X action here. So Chris is running really fast now. Mark Juan's really moving on the bike back there.
He is cooking on that bike.
He's at like 250 RPMs.
They were hurting so bad from whatever workout that was. I remember it actually. I had a lot of time to think about it.
Anyway, we got a workout here. It's going to be a long one. A good chunk of people are going to get capped on it. Or just be fitter than Chris, I guess.
Yes.
The clock will stop running at 30 minutes, but it took Chris a little bit longer than that. Just a heads up. So it starts with an 800 meter run. Where did you kind of think about pacing this at?
I tried to hover on the assault runner, like a little over 1,000 watts. I'm gonna be honest, that fell off pretty steep. this was a workout I would have seen a couple years ago and been like, I'm just going to cruise on this bad boy. No problem. But washed got pretty up. Tired. But yeah, I would say around a little over 1,000 per hour is where I kind of stood.
Yep. So before you did this workout and day you two, have either of you done like a burpee broad jump?
I have. Yes.
In what kind of workout?
I've done them in like a couplet, just like a little couplet that I did with thrusters and burpee broad jumps.
Was it one of our workouts? Because we did that once. Okay.
It wasn't, no.
We did a name game workout a long time ago with burpee broad jumps and single arm dumbbell thrusters.
Yeah. Oh, I need to check that one out. But I've done it before. Not my favorite movement because it's not friendly to my knees. After a certain amount of them, right? And I think that's the case for probably a lot of people who don't do a lot of jumping or anything like that. So, but they are fun for sure.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Yes. I've done them before, but I've only done them for distance. So it's like you're very emphasized different to jump far. So this was definitely different. I tried to think about, you can't really see it now because I'm going like super crazy fast, but coming out of the burpee, I tried to do like a little short hop, not like a full snap burpee, and then do like a step. So I had momentum going forward into the jump. And then I tried to keep my footwork clean, like two steps to go back down into the burpee. There are a couple times there were more steps than that, but I think that's kind of, if you were to be efficient, where you're going to want it. This is Kristen almost stealing my rower. Get out of here, Kristen.
All right, back on the rower. Or onto the rower for 40 cals.
I also fell off here. I tried to hold around. In most workouts, I try to hold around 1,300 cals an hour. And then that gradually fell into the 12s. And then,
that's a lot. That'd be aggressive for a 30-minute workout.
Yeah, but that's kind of where I like to sit.
You're fit.
Nah. But it kind of fell into the 12s. And then in the last little bit, kind of hovered in the 11s a couple times, so fell off a little bit.
We're back to the intermediate run. Yeah, I want to revisit that burpee broad jump quick, the line facing burpee broad jump, because again, for a lot of people, that is going to be the first time they're doing that. I had the same issue with day where, like, not so much that it would get my knees really cranky, but like my shins would just be ruined the next day from like hitting my heel down and then like the toe slapping, and then like my anterior tib would just get really lit up. So like the front of my shins would just be like, literally that muscle would be like crazy DOMS like the day after. So what I've tried to do, especially if it's like a more manageable distance, like 6 and 4 feet should be for most people, is like still jump facing, but then try to land with my feet sort of like almost like parallel to the line as I jump. So like not landing straightforward, landing and kind of having both my feet turned to the sideways, almost like I'm cutting on skis. And that way, like I can use my calves versus like my anterior tib to like catch myself essentially. So for me, that kind of saved my lower legs a bit. If you're someone who already deals with lower leg irritation, it can kind of save you a little bit. But I would definitely recommend doing what Chris did, where you basically pop up, take a big step, and then like kind of jam the other foot into the ground, almost like people do if they're doing like step down box jumps. Same sort of idea. Look pretty methodical though.
It also helps, depending on the workout design. Like for this workout, I wore running shoes, which are going to have more cushion and are going to help kind of that anterior tib muscle and kind of the absorption process. Whereas if you're doing that
combined. You're walking like a dead man right now.
Yeah, I was so tired. Look at me. So yeah, that'll help with that versus a workout that doesn't allow you to do that.
There's nothing that makes me so funny, like laugh so hard, like people in pain. You know that one time that you were saying how like that person did the local competition and they were like hit the salt bike at like a sprint, like max effort, yeah. And they just were like didn't even know where they were at trying to do the rest of the workout.
Yeah, it's honestly
that stuff is hilarious. So funny. Oh yeah, yep. Just completely in a daze. So at this point, people should be familiar with burpee pull-ups, though, because they're in the open. Yeah, I mean, again, I would say similar to what we just saw in the open as of recording to this, 24.1, where you didn't really have to compress as much in the burpee if you kind of put your hands out in front of that position where you actually wanted to jump, where you didn't have to like fold in half as much. It's a similar thing here where Chris actually doesn't really do it, where his hands are basically in line with where the pull-up bar is. And then you sort of like walk your way forward and underneath the bar each time, which is probably okay in a workout like this. But if you're really trying to cook, kind of putting your hands out in front allows you to kind of, not have to move as much distance. You ever thought about that?
I haven't. That's a good point.
Yeah. That's like one of my big cues for people. Like when, like not all, like a burpee box jump over or a bar facing burpee, you have to close the distance to the implement. So you have to like,
yes,
you have to be far enough away where your face doesn't smack it, in other words. And then you have to be able to get up and go over the thing. Whereas like a lateral burpee, like we saw in 24.1, or like a burpee pull up, something like that, you're either going vertically or horizontally where you're not actually traveling forward in space. So there's no reason to like compress your core as much and bring your feet as close to your hands. Like just put your hands out in front a little bit and that way you don't have to compress as much.
There you go.
Full of tips here.
We'll save 800.
Yeah, and we'll save the dizzying walking around the gym for another time as he carries his phone and shakes it all over the place. Like, everyone's watching this and like getting sick.
Yeah, I thought about moving the runners out. I was just like, forget it. Let's just start the clock and get going.
Forget it. Ben can just edit it.
Yeah, that's it.
It'll be fine. When's the last time you did a 30-minute Mekon day?
Probably it's been like 6 months.
Yeah.
Haven't done those in a long time.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 30-minute Mekons. I mean, if someone... I'm seeing this like this one here, and I imagine like if someone hasn't run in a long time, this one is probably brutal because one, it's a lot of running, and then two, just the impact from like all the jumping of like the burpee pull-ups, the burpee line broad jumps, or the burpee broad jumps, and it's just like you'll feel it definitely in your joints the next day, but yeah, it's just like a unfriendly combo. So it's definitely a good one if you have been running for sure. If you haven't, it's long and not fun.
Yeah, like we run a decent amount in class when it's warm.
Yep.
And so It hasn't been warm, so I haven't been running. Also, I hesitated to bring this up because it's a very
you can tell at the beginning. You're limping at the beginning.
Yeah.
I know what you're going to say.
I don't know if you know what I'm going to say. So
your Achilles.
Did I tell you that?
You did. You mentioned it, but I forgot about it. And when I saw you running, I was like, yeah, he's definitely favoring that side.
Yeah, I had like an Achilles tendonitis issue that still flares up, but it's better now. But this was like, it wasn't feeling great. So this is definitely, as if you're an athlete, a do as I say, not as I do scenario. Like Ben was like, hey, can you film this for me? And I just said, yeah. But if you're having Achilles issue, probably not the best workout to be doing.
Yeah, but we're going to do this one at camp, and should be in a good environment, fun. Hopefully it's nice enough where we can run outside.
Yeah, definitely.
Not like, you know, treacherous or something because of crazy weather. But should be a good time to throw down with some friends.
Oh, come on, the Zoom.
I forgot I did that. Thanks for watching today. Be sure to share this workout and take it on with some friends. If you want to learn more about how to optimize your performance for the sport of CrossFit, or if you're interested in hiring one of our coaches, head over to zorfitness.com. And if you enjoyed this video, be sure to subscribe. Best of luck on the workout, and as always, stay the course.